Gabe, thanks so much. It's a busy week in fish-related news.
That it is. Thanks for having me here, Dave.
Let's jump right in with this Board of Fish slash Commissioner. I don't know if it's a controversy, but it certainly happened fast this week that Carl Johnstone, the chairman, stepped down from the board as he was not going to be reappointed, apparently. Governor Walker had made that clear. And Governor Walker's office immediately announced they were putting Roland Ma in. Now, where did he come from?
Well, that's right. Yeah, Roland Ma is, first of all, he's got a PhD in forestry, fish, and wildlife. He's the current head of the United Cook Inlet Drift Fishermen's Association. Some are saying that this is a big deal to have another commercial fisherman on the board.
Okay, but Roland Ma was one of four names that were to be interviewed by the joint meeting of the Boards of Fish and Game to submit to the governor a recommendation for commissioner of Fish and Game. He didn't get interviewed, but now he's on the very board that refused to interview him or declined. Do we know anything about why this happened this way?
Not really, Dave. We know that Roland Ma was indeed, like you said, one of the individuals that was reviewed by the Board of Fish to possibly be recommended for an interview, but then that final interview list just consisted of Sam Cotton's name.
Okay, so now we have a new commissioner, Sam Cotton, for Fish and Game, and soon to be a new member of the Board of Fish, Roland Ma, and Carl Johnstone out.
That's right.
Okay. Another big news topic this week has been this potential sale of Icicle Seafoods, a huge fishing kind of conglomerate of sorts, and there's been talk of breaking it into pieces and selling it off to different buyers, or maybe somebody buying it whole. What do we know at this point in the week?
Supposedly the rumor's been out for a while of Icicle's pending sale, but recently recent announcements talk about this idea that you mentioned about breaking up the company and selling it off into pieces, and that might, according to the news sources, be attractive to the sellers because it could really increase the number of buyers that the company is available to. And the reason for that is, for example, some very large companies have a significant amount of holdings in current fisheries. And if a large company that currently has significant holdings in certain fisheries were to buy Icicle, that would actually put them over the limit of the amount of fish that they had claim to in that particular industry.
As Icicle Seafoods is a buyer at the Wood River plant here and in Igigik and an office in Naknek, that's an issue we will certainly be watching.
Yeah, definitely. And also consider the fact that they run one or two floating processors here in the Bay each year, too. So they have a significant presence here, and I know I'll be looking at it closely.
Catch us up on what's happening at the national level. Don Young's been keeping folks surprised of his work for protecting our wild product.
Yeah, that's right. Don Young is part of a bipartisan group that's presented a couple of bills. One of them is called the Pegasus Bill and actually bans genetic engineered fish unless complete environmental impact statements done by both NOAA and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service find that there would be no adverse impact on the environment. So that's a big deal for genetically engineered fish. The second one that was presented, sort of directed at the FDA, requires that any genetic engineered fish be labeled as such for consumers.
Do we know if these bills have any traction yet? Are they moving forward at all?
Nope.
We don't know.
Not yet.
Then we'll continue to watch, and we'll invite you back to tell us more. Gabe Dunham, the Marine Advisory Program Agent in Bristol Bay, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot, Dave.